Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast calls for showers and thunderstorms, a high of 75 to 80. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms locally heavy. Temperatures will be in the mid-60s. And Pat's forecast for Friday, the showers should be tapering off with low in the 70s. Our current outlook for the weekend, Saturday, partly sunny, high in the mid-70s, and Sunday, sunny, temperature in the mid-70s. A letter to Region 1 students and parents yesterday from Lisa Carter. I am writing you today to keep everybody informed with respect to some challenges we are now facing in Region 1 and may continue to encounter with respect to bus transportation. As you're likely aware, there's a shortage of bus drivers throughout the state, which has impacted bus routes, the length of bus routes, and the start and finish times of the school day in many districts. This driver shortage has been a long-standing problem throughout the state and has been made worse by COVID-19. While our region has not been as negatively impacted by this most recent shortage, we are beginning to experience a decrease in driver availability that has affected and continue to affect bus routes and schedules. Last week, a sudden registration of a driver in Salisbury led the district to the consolidation of routes and resulted in a change to the bus schedule and ride time, as well as increased number of students on other buses in Salisbury. The staffing change has also impacted the bus schedule for middle school sports and activities. All Region 1 staff involved in planning transportation logistics for Salisbury and the middle school sports and activities have worked closely with All-Star Transportation to facilitate a transportation schedule that can work for everybody involved. By September 27th, per Executive Order 13G, all public school employees and the contract workers who have contract with children must fully be vaccinated or be in the process of becoming vaccinated unless they qualify for medical or religious exemption and or opt into weekly testing. Bus drivers are covered by the order and must attest to Region 1 that they are in compliance with all of its requirements. They've been notified there may be a limited number of drivers who may not comply with that order and therefore will no longer be able to drive the buses. The region thanks you for your patience and understanding as they work through this issue. They thought you should be aware of the situation the region is in and understand that they're doing all they can do to avoid bus service disruption. We in Region 1 are fortunate to have great partners in the All-Star team who will do their best job possible to ensure that buses are running and so our students can remain in school. A story by Ruth Epstein in the Republican American today. Kent is pondering a telemedicine office in town. A proposal by New Vance Health to place a telemedicine office in the town's senior center needs further research before any decisions are made, according to First Selectman Jean Specht, who introduced the idea at last week's meeting of the Board of Selectmen. She noted that concerns that raised the only doctor's office in town's Kent Primary Care closed its doors in May. At that time, she said she'd look into alternative ways to provide certain types of health care to the community. Since rural primary care is not an easy thing to deliver, and there was not enough support for a bricks-and-mortar, old-fashioned, traditional officer here. Andrea Ryan, Assistant Vice President of Communications, Government, and Public Relations at New Vance, attended the meeting and acknowledged the concern expressed by residents when Kent Primary Care, when it was part of New Vance system, closed. She said New Vance would like to install a pilot telemedicine program in Kent at the unused office space at the Senior Center. It would provide the necessary internet equipment, navigator to give assistance to those using the program, and we keep the facility clean between patients. Well, the pandemic has canceled a big parade in Pittsfield for the second straight year. Their annual Halloween parade has been canceled for the pandemic for the second year in a row due to the coronavirus. Billy Crystal is bringing a musical version of Mr. Saturday Night to the Barrington Stage Company. It'll be Mr. Saturday Night, the new musical in development with Billy Crystal and other stars, 7:30 p.m. October 22nd, 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th, 8 p.m. October 23rd, 3 p.m. October 23rd, 24th, and 30th at Barrington Stage, Boyd Quinson Stage in Pittsfield. Tickets are available at 413-236-8888 or barringtonstage.org. In Kent, the Social Service Assistant Hiring Committee has a meeting this morning at 10 a.m. The Zoning Board of Appeals has a special meeting at 7 p.m. The Dover Union Free School District has Instructional Correctional Management Committee meeting tonight. That is 3:30 till 4:30. In Sharon, the Sharon Housing Authority has a meeting set for 5 p.m. And in Sharon, the Board of Finance has a meeting set for 7 p.m. Region 1 Board of Education has a special meeting via Zoom tonight at 6:30 in Cornwall. The Board of Selectmen's meeting via Zoom is virtual. Coming up tomorrow, Salisbury at 5:30, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission has their meeting. Region 1 has an ABC committee meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. In North Canaan, tomorrow, public hearing for blight ordinances at 7 p.m., Board of Selectmen public hearing at 7:30 for the Food Truck Committee. The Great Barrington Libraries will host Write Your Pandemic Story, a workshop presented by author Moji Cringer from 7 to 8:30 on Thursday via Zoom. It will help participants document their experiences during the COVID-19 pandemic. A handout, the workshop's writing prompts, as well as suggestions for completing their story, will be available for download. The program will not be recorded. For more information or to register, visit gblibraries.org/events. In North Canaan, the Inland Wetlands September meeting will be held on the 23rd at 7 p.m. On Friday at the Sharon Playhouse concert series, which is the patio concert series, they'll feature Amanda Laverne at 8 p.m., sharonplayhouse.org. In Cornwall on Saturday, the 25th, Birds, Blooms, and Butterflies, Draw Nature in Colored Pencil at the Cornwall Library from 9:30 until 11. On the 25th, from 10 until 2 in Cornwall, the Cornwall Women's Society Book Sale at the Parish House, 8 Bolton Hill Road in Cornwall. Serious Fun at the UCC Parish House. Proceeds of the book sale go to the Scholarship Fund for Cornwall students. The Sharon Classic Road Race, a 36-year tradition, will continue once again. This time, it's this coming Saturday. A 5-mile race begins at 10:50 and registration opens at 8:30. Kids event begins at 9:30 with the Fun Run, which is organized into two age groups. The popular Not Quite a Mile Kids race begins at 9:45 and is for children through the age of 12. They provide water stations and timers along the course. That is the Sharon Classic Road Race this Saturday. In Sheffield, the dedication ceremony honoring the service of Revolutionary War General John Fellows, Colonel John Ashley, and his son General John Ashley will take place at 11 at the Barnard Cemetery on Main Street. A short program will be presented by Brian Barrett, biographer of General John Fellows, and John Woodward, a decent descendant of the honorees. On Sunday, September 26th at 3 p.m. at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York, the Clarion Concerts will continue. More information on that event is at clarionconcerts.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 34,258.32. The NASDAQ at 14,896.85. And the S&P 500 at 4,395.64. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.